whether or not it gets into town enough to really know the town and say, well, how, you'd say to him, you're asking him about it, how, you wouldn't say how frequently do you go to town, but
how often do you go to town?
You call it the county, we were talking about that a while ago.
It's the county seat.
And that's all you've ever heard of it being called. You say, what do you call this part of your head here?
Your forehead.
And this here and...
Your ear.
And not the left, but the...
Right ear.
Okay. If I say, I'm not going to do something, do you agree with me? You say, well,
I won't either.
And the man's, this represents the man's...
Beard.
And...
Or whiskers.
Yes, right. And the part that a person puts the food into is the...
Mouth.
And that he chews with...
His teeth.
And one of those eggs, you say, he's got the... One of the teeth aches, he's got the person's got the what? Aches.
Oh, aches. I thought you said eggs. Uh-huh. Oh, toothache.
Uh-huh.
Oh, toothache.
And and the teeth fit into the
gums.
You speak of this as being the
palm.
And these are the
fists.
And this is a
wrist.
Okay. And you speak of the, he hurt his
knee or shin.
And the general area there, the connection is called a
knee. Oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But the technical term, I guess, for that spot where the connection is made is called what? Here's one, and here's one, and here's one. All together, they're called what? I guess I'm looking for joint?
Oh, joints. Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of hinges.
Right.
I couldn't think of joints.
Now, this part of a person is called...
Chest.
And these are the...
Shoulders.
And if you speak of somebody being just a little heavy, what would you say?
You're fat. Overweight.
Okay. Got any other words that work along that line?
Tubby. Pudgy.
He's a little...
Pudgy.
How about stout?
Yes, stout. Mm-hmm.
But somebody who is really muscular, you'd say he's very...
Brawny.
Or
strong.
Strong would be a
strong.
How about people that are quite lively?
Peppy.
And if they're older people, you'd say, I had an aunt and she was really,
really peppy.
Pert.
Pert. Yes. Alert.
Yeah. Yes. Of course. Now, if you have some fear about doing something, maybe flying, you say, I'd really like to fly, but I'm...
Well, I'm kind of scared.
You ever say anything else there? Scared, of course, that's a common thing to say. I'm
afraid. I fear.
Yeah.
I fear.
If somebody is afraid of doing something now that wasn't in the past, you say, well, that's a little bit funny. She didn't. She's afraid now, but she didn't.
She didn't act like it before.